and welcome everyone to the Jeanette Biro podcast. I am so thrilled to have you guys here joining in as we dive into the world of expanding consciousness. I am a medium, a channeler, and this podcast is an outlet for me to share messages from the Ascended Masters to light beings to archangels and more. And especially, I love sharing the messages from other people on this planet who are exploring consciousness for themselves and willing to share their experiences so that we can all learn, because no experience is the same. So thanks for joining the show. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me as always. I appreciate it. And I'm very excited to share this message with you today. Now, this message comes from my galactic guides. I have some guides that sit on my council that are very galactic in nature. And they wanted to bring forward a state of consciousness, recognition of a state of consciousness that we can purposely choose to be in. We can purposely choose to observe things in our world from this particular state of consciousness. And what they are is awe, wonder, and curiosity. Now, I'm bringing this forward not in a way of being like, everything is great and perfect in our world and let's just all be super happy, because I'm not bringing it through from them to promote kind of false spirituality or ignoring other things. This is about taking a really good look at where the world is at, where you are at, where you're looking to be in this world as it is changing and you are also changing. And this is about different lenses we can put on to change our perspective in situations. Spirit has been talking a lot about this the last little bit as we really step into this new energy with the equinox now having happened and the energies we're moving into, right? Like, since the equinox, we are now in this absolute full swing, full throttle forward movement through not only just the stars, but like consciousness, but the alignments, the synchronicities, all the things I've been talking about on the podcast and even the daily card readings and mediumship messages since the beginning of 2024, with March, the equinox, being the real beginning of the astrological new year, this is a huge shift, a very big shift. And so this is something that is carrying us throughout the year. So no matter when you're listening to this, the encouragement from my galactic guides is to, when possible, when you can catch it, when you can think of it, is see if you can look at the world through the lens of awe, wonder, and curiosity. Now, when they brought this up, I, of course, came to reference one of my most favorite books. And this book is by Brené Brown. It's called Atlas of the Heart. If you're listening to this on just the audio, it is a red book and it has the shape of a heart on the front of it, but it is made up of like the universe. So images of the universe. And it is such a good book because what it does is it defines emotions. And the reason why that's so beneficial is because when we can define them, we can then choose which one applies to what we're doing, what we're experiencing. And then we have better choice of what we want to do about it. Right? Like, sometimes we can get stuck on, you know, in a more kind of negative or challenging way, like, does situation A, B, or C make me feel embarrassed, angry, jealous, confused? Like, which one is it? Sometimes they all feel like they're jumbled into one thing and you can't quite tell which it is. But then when you start to break it down, you can define what it is and then again, choose to respond in a way that helps you move forward. Now, what my guides were saying is that for many of you that are really opening up to this new 5D timeline and really changing your consciousness and thinking outside the box and like stretching your boundaries of what is in your reality now, there's also this breaking into new understandings of higher states of frequency, right? Not just be happy, not just have joy, but what are the different definitions or expressions of those emotions? And so As always, I love to reference this book. And so when I looked up her definition of awe and wonder, it was really interesting, and I want to read some of it. So this is from page 58 of Atlas of the Heart. So it says, "Both awe and wonder are often experienced in response to nature, art, music, spiritual experiences, or ideas. In the midst of these moments, we can feel overwhelmed by the vastness of something that is almost incomprehensible. It almost feels like we're witnessing something that can't be true, like we're seeing something that doesn't fit with how we move through and understand our everyday lives." Now, I want to just stop there because think about it. This is an expression of awe and wonder, but I love how she brings up the fact that sometimes it can cause overwhelm. Sometimes it can cause almost like a feeling of confusion or freeze because something is so vastly different, even though it's good, that it almost can trigger either like a panic response or a freeze response or something like that. So I'm gonna carry on here and keep going. So even seeing things we may fail to notice on a regular basis, like the starry sky or a butterfly in the garden, can stop us in our tracks on occasion. Both awe-inspiring events and the experiences that leave us filled with wonder often make us feel small compared to expansive universe, small but connected to each other and to the largeness itself. We often use awe and wonder interchangeably, which makes sense because, as you can see, the experiences share a lot in common. But there is a primary difference between our experience of these incredible emotions that's worth understanding. I love how researchers Ulrich Wager, we're going to go with that, explain it in that they write, "Wonder inspires the wish to understand. Awe inspires the wish to let shine, to acknowledge and to unite. When feeling awe, we tend to simply stand back and observe, to provide a stage for the phenomenon to shine. Awe and wonder are essential to the human experience. Wonder fuels our passion for exploration and learning, for curiosity and adventure. And researchers have found that awe leads people to cooperate and share resources and sacrifice for others. And it causes them to fully appreciate the value of others and see themselves more accurately, invoking humility." And I thought this was so interesting too. Like, think about it. When we consciously choose to observe something from that state and really embrace that moment, if we can catch it, think about how much more that can open for you. Because if we really lean into the feeling of awe and wonder, and we really open into that state of full appreciation, which then evokes that humility, think about how much more open-minded and compassionate and caring we are to those around us as well as ourselves. So I thought this is so interesting because when we change our perspective of even simple words, the intention behind the words that we use changes our experience in our world around us. Now I want to move on to talk about curiosity too, because Spirit has often said, be curious, get curious. And that has to do with spirituality, that has to do with any kind of ideas, whether it's something new you're embarking on, say you want to go visit a new country, say you want to learn a new language, a new skill, be curious about it. What is there to know? Like when we choose to put on a lens of curiosity, sometimes the world can become so incredibly colorful. And we can become almost like a kid again in this energy of like, what else can I learn? What else can I know today that I didn't know yesterday? And so I'll read a little bit about what she says here on page 64. "Curiosity seems to be both a trait and a state. You can be a curious person, and regardless of having this trait or not, you can feel curious about something in the moment. Interest, however, is more of a state. Interested is not who we are, but how we are at a specific time. Whereas curiosity seems to involve both feeling the emotion and thinking the cognition, while interest is really more about thinking. Curiosity is recognizing a gap in our knowledge about something that interests us and becoming emotionally and cognitively invested in closing that gap through exploration and learning. Curiosity often starts with interest and can range from a mild curiosity to passionate investigation. In addition to the state and trait differences, the big things to understand here are the heart and the head investment. Now, I got to pause there. I can't tell you how much my guides have been talking about the heart and the head. The connection between heart and head is huge this year. So, so big. It's how we manifest stuff. Okay, I'm going to carry on. With interest, our mind is open to seeing what's there, but with curiosity, we've acknowledged a gap in what we know or understand, and our heart and our head are both invested in closing that gap. There is a thinking challenge and an emotional experience of satisfaction or potential satisfaction of closing the gap. And I think what's so neat is that she goes on to say, what's important about this perspective is that it means we have, on some level, an awareness or knowledge before we can become curious. We aren't curious about something we aren't aware of or know nothing about. That's a huge part. And so this is really where the galactic guides were saying, like, awe and wonder for your experiences and curiosity for what there is. What else is there? What else have you not yet learned? What else is awaiting to inspire you? What kind of niggles do you feel within you drawing your attention towards something? There is an oracle card in one of my decks. I think it's the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Light Oracle. And it says, trust the niggle. And these are totally these little sparks of curiosity beckoning us to uncover something more. And what I think is really interesting too is the fact that this is coming from my galactic guides is a lot of these curiosities too that are really coming forward this year are inviting us to step out of the limited view of thinking, whether that be the truth of our human origins, the truth of the level of galactic awareness that there is around us, the truth of what is already known on our planet in certain places and in certain communities about our vast place in space. And I'm not even just talking about government things. I'm talking about different cultures that have known about galactic brothers and sisters, if you will. They're all saying, start to get curious, because your curiosity will lead you to deeper understandings that will really, really help the vast kind of human collective to further open their consciousness to more, because we really are meant to be stepping into a much greater presence in this lifetime and on this planet. Now, with that being said, Spirit is also, they're wanting to bring through, I can feel the three guides of the light here right now. So I'm actually just going to tune in because I can feel them coming really close. And for those of you that haven't come across me talking about the three guides of the light yet, they are light consciousness. So they are energetic beings that are in like 11th, 12th dimensional consciousness. So they don't need a physical body. When they first came to me, they weren't dense bodies. They were light. And so they often come through to bring through insights about our growth and awareness. So I'm feeling them come forward right now. I'm just going to take a moment to tune into that, and then I'll see what they have to share. So just hold on one second here. This is kind of a surprise visit from them. So just one moment. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so what they wanted to say too is they said, many of your guides, our galactic guides, like that I was talking about before, are bringing through opportunities for us to learn that are integral for our growth. But what the three guides of the light wanted to say too is they said, just so you know, it is also important for you to recognize that you are integral for our growth. And that's them saying it. So they're saying that we are also integral for their growth and understanding. Their role in helping humanity ascend and grow and helping to promote an awakening of consciousness without intervening, without taking away free will, is a big learning thing for them as well. And for all of those that are in those higher realms helping us move forward, as well as our galactic guides too. And so when I say galactic guides, that's like Pleiadians, that's Andromedans, that's Arcturians, the Lyrans. Like, there are many different galactic guides, which I will be talking about more and more. But our journey and our growth is also integral for their learning and their growth. So what the three guides of the light wanted to say too is just remember that this is a very kind of symbiotic relationship, in a sense that the energetic exchange goes both ways. Not only are they helping us to bring new perspectives like awe, wonder, and curiosity, but when we embark on those experiences of awe, wonder, and curiosity, we also then get to teach them how it is that human beings evolve. And they get to observe that through each and every one of us. And sometimes we might think that we're just such a tiny, small drop in the bucket, and why would they even care to notice, you know, little old me or little old you? But they're saying each and every one of you matters, and we have been watching for a long, long time, and we have been helping where we can. And each and every one of you, when you choose to grow and expand, we learn from it too. So again, it's that beautiful figure eight energy that Spirit has been talking about a lot this year, being a number eight year, but that real like infinity energy. It is constantly in flow, and it is really, really flowing for us now. So bringing it back to what I was talking about in the beginning, allow your awe and wonder and curiosity to lead you this year. Allow it to show you new things you didn't know. So that when you look back on this energy next March in 2025, or a year from now, whenever you're watching this, when you look back a year from now, may you be blessed to have a list of things that inspired awe, wonder, and curiosity for you, that helped open your mind, shift your trajectory, open a door into something new, something magical, something wonderful for you, on a human level and also on a soul level that you couldn't have imagined from before. Because that is beautiful soul growth. And however we grow has a big ripple effect on how the universe and all of the parts in it grow as well. So, what a beautiful thought. I really love that. Okay, well, I will leave that with all of you for now. I hope that helps inspire you. Again, if you're looking to really understand your emotions, I highly recommend the Brené Brown book, Atlas of the Heart. It's just beautiful, very clear cut. It's also helpful in communication with people as well too. So something to be said for that. So thank you again, everyone, for joining me. Do check out avalonspirit.com for all kinds of insights, information, courses, offerings, Cosmic Consciousness Circle, Meditation Monday, you name it. Check it out, avalonspirit.com. Have a beautiful rest of your day, everyone.